We've been moving sideways for 197 days, and there's a very few people left here. But if you are left here, I've got some great news for you. I'm seeing some real signs that we've hit a real turning point. And this turning point is actually much more for the altcoins than it is for Bitcoin. As you can see, you've got Sui up 16%, you've got Popcat up, even Hex is up, Injective's up. I'm going to show you today why I think that next week will be the turning point week, specifically for the altcoins. So it's not only going to be for Bitcoin, but it's going to be specifically for the altcoins. That's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm also going to show you about 10 altcoins that are actually probably going to move next week. So if you're here, if you've made it this far past 197 days, you've been better than 97% of people that watch crypto content, and you're going to make it, and specifically if you watch the show. So let's not waste time. Let's actually get started with the show. Of sideways movement, but that doesn't detract from the Banter subscribers. How are these subscriber numbers? I want to show you this. If you're not a subscriber yet, you're not part of the one, I can't get used to saying it. You're not part of the 1.1 million people that are part of this amazing community. So join the community, subscribe to the channel. If you are subscribed already, if you're not already subscribed, subscribe to the channel. If you are subscribed, you know what to do. You just need to smash the like button. You just need to smash the like button right now. Let's get the alpha on the road. I saw a funny move today in the markets. I saw XRP actually moved up. The reason why XRP actually moved up is because Grayscale launched an XRP trust. You know, like one of those Grayscale trusts, like the GBTC or ETH, they launched an XRP trust. Now people are saying that maybe we're going to get XRP ETF. I don't think so. Not going to happen. We're not going to get an XRP ETF. Not for a long time. Not a chance. Even though now the XRP has cleared their case with the SEC, I don't think we're getting an XRP ETF. Let me know in the comments if you think that that we're going to get an XRP ETF soon. People are talking about the Banter bag. So remember, in order to give away the Banter bags, you've got to be subscribed. You've got to get 1 million subscribers on Banter and 350,000 subscribers to Banter Plus, right? And so we've got the 1 million in Banter. We now not just need the extra subscribers to Banter Plus. So if you're not already subscribed to Banter Plus, our man Josh, Joshua, sir, can you please put a link to Banter Plus in the bottom? But don't go now, because now the alpha is going to start. And if you go and log out of this page and go to the other page, you're going to miss the alpha. And there's a lot of alpha here today. There is a spreadsheet of a lot of tokens that I think are going to actually be running. And I'm going to show you why they're going to be running. Great spreadsheet today. Absolutely, absolutely amazing job by the researchers. Unbelievable job by the researchers, as you know. So what you laughing at? We'll see. Okay, Josh says we'll see. All right, let's quickly review where we're at. Where are we at? So yesterday, the CPI numbers came out. I told you I was quite surprised that the market didn't really move on the CPI numbers, because the CPI numbers were actually amazing. Like the Powell said he's going to start reducing rates at when inflation gets closer to 2%. Inflation went from 2.9 to 2.5%. That's like the biggest drop that we've had in a long time. And initially, the markets didn't move, right? Initially, when you looked at the NASDAQ, the market didn't move. But then later in the day, something went and happened yesterday. So you can see the markets first went down yesterday. And actually, like, I'm going to say a lot down, but let's quickly measure exactly how much they went down. This is the NASDAQ, by the way. They went down like almost 2%, 1.72%. But then you almost had this like amazing recovery in the NASDAQ. And what you got is you got like a 4% swing in the NASDAQ, a 4% swing in the NASDAQ. That was not related at all to the inflation numbers. That was related to NVIDIA. And why? Because someone came out at NVIDIA, one of the hotshots, and it was NVIDIA. NVIDIA moved up 8%. And the reason why it moved up 8% was because of an announcement around GPU demand. And that's why all of a sudden what you got is you got NVIDIA actually moving. And when NVIDIA moved, it actually took up the whole market. And with the whole market, it actually took up Bitcoin. And this morning, late last night or this morning, depending on where you are in the world, we saw Bitcoin at 58,500. Now we're back down at 57,714. What we can expect is that next week on the 18th, Powell is going to reduce interest rates. And that's the beginning of the period of quantitative easing, right? That's when we're going to get more money into the economy and the liquidity cycle is going to carry on going. And then the market is going to continue to go up. So that's pretty much what everybody was excited about. We also got another affirmation of that today, or confirmation of that. We got an affirmation because the PPI, which is the producer price index, fell to 1.7%, and people were expecting it to fall to 1.8%. So I think what we can see is that inflation is actually a thing of the past. And now we have a new narrative which is forming on the markets, because you know the markets can never be happy, right? They can never just say, okay, it's bullish. They're always looking for a reason why it's not bullish. The new narrative, which you're going to hear a lot of in the next couple of days, weeks, months, is recession. Everybody is going to talk about recession. Why? Because they believe that Powell waited too long to reduce interest rates, and now he's going to cause a recession. So the bears are going to say, okay, we're going for the biggest recession, the biggest recession, the biggest recession. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we've actually seen what they call a soft landing. I think that if Powell does reduce interest rates now, and again, probably once or twice more this year, I think twice more is a bit of a big ask. But if we get one more rate reduction, one now in September, one more rate reduction, we can see that we are in the period of monetary loosening, and we're going to get the results which are going to come up. And I kind of hope that the US will actually stay out of recession. If we do get a recession, I think it's going to be a very, very, very mild recession. I don't think it's even worth talking about. So that's what's going to happen on the markets. I'm super bullish for the increased liquidity cycle. I know that you talk about increased liquidity. I know that Q4 is generally now in Q4, we're looking at increased liquidity. And it's not only increased liquidity in global liquidity. I think we're also going to get increased liquidity in crypto, right? And one of the catalysts for the increased liquidity in crypto is going to be the FTX estate. What we saw yesterday was we saw something kind of interesting. Remember that the FTX estate has $16 billion in cash, which is going to start paying to its creditors. Now, of that, some of it has been sold to credit claim people. Like, you know, if you had a claim against FTX, you could sell it at a couple of rands, a couple of cents in the dollar, right? That was me thinking local. I hate thinking local. I'm thinking in rands. Who thinks in rands? Okay, it doesn't matter. So what you're going to get is you're going to get, like, can you move next comment? Because you can't see the total at the bottom. The total is actually, yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. So you're going to get $16 billion in cash, which is going to be transferred into liquidity, into the crypto community. And to that extent, you could see that Alameda redeemed $24 million worth of SOL. Now, that could mean that they're unstaking it so that they can start putting money into the economy. So you're going to get like global liquidity and you're going to get crypto liquidity all converging at once. So that's pretty much what's going to happen. Now, I do see that people are talking about all you need to do is survive September. That's what people are saying. Right now, when we look at September, I think September is exactly where it normally is, which is minus 1.6. Yesterday, it was minus. Let me just refresh that because I have a feeling that since I prepared the show, things have changed. No, 1.6%. So you see September is now down 1.6%. But as I said in the beginning of the show, I think that there is a change in sentiment, like a clear change in sentiment. So I'll show you like some like things that I've seen. The first thing is Bitcoin closed over the 200 SMA, which is great. Then you've got Bitcoin moving in three wave swings. Again, you can look at these kind of voodoo things. You've got the Bitcoin golden cross, if you believe a golden cross on the 2 month chart. That's not what I'm looking at. The MACD is one that I am looking at. So the MACD is pretty interesting. Now, Dylan, who's our Lord of Entry, right? His show is after my show on Banter Plus. If you're not already subscribed to Banter Plus, subscribe to Banter Plus. But what you can see here is you've got the MACD, which is crossing. Now, for those of you who don't know what the MACD is, I went to Investopedia to find you guys a very, very, very simple guide as to what exactly is the MACD. And what the MACD is it's a convergence, divergence, a technical indicator to help investors identify price trends. So here, what you see is when the MACD crosses or when the MACD changes, basically what you're getting is you're getting a change in trend. Now, when we look at the change in trend, it's not on the short time frame. It's actually very much on the long time frame that we're getting this change in trend. And when you have this change in trend, generally it takes the Bitcoin price up quite a bit. You can see it on the altcoins as well. Like look at Rune. Rune's breaking out of the weekly. So this is the Rune weekly. You can see it in Super. I mean, just look at that breakout on the weekly. You can see it. By the way, if you want to know why Super is running, and thanks to Sheldina for these amazing charts, it is because of that game that I told you about yesterday. It's called Ton Station. It's in a partnership with Super and Elio, right? If you want to get free tokens in Ton Station, now there's not a, why is this not here? Can we please put in a link to TonStation in the thing here? Josh, can you ask the good people? So if you want to know why Super is running, it's running because of TonStation. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link here. If you guys want to be farming TonStation tokens, what I need you to do is I need you to go and sign up using the link. And we'll go back to that link in a second. But what you can see is that the trend on the weekly has turned. You can see it. You can see it here at Sui. You can see it on Pendle. The trend on the weekly of these charts has actually started to turn. And now the risk reward of actually buying the tokens. I mean, just look at the risk reward. If you go use the risk reward here, going down to the bottom, that's how much you've got. And look at the reward that you've got. So it does look like the trend has really started to change ahead of what Q4 is. Now, whilst a lot of people want to just survive September, I'm not in that camp. I'm actually quite bullish about September. I did tweet a couple of days ago, I tweeted and I said, I think that there's going to be a pump between the 1st and the 21st of September. And there was actually at the time, there was some big rationale behind the pump. And I think that this pump is going to be, I mean, there's going to be a Bitcoin pump at some stage, but I think there's also going to be an altcoin pump. And in fact, no, I think primarily the pump is going to be an altcoin pump. And I'm going to show you why I think the pump is going to be an altcoin pump. So the reason why I think the pump's going to be an altcoin pump is very simple. What we've got coming up next week is we have the biggest week for altcoin announcements that the space has ever seen. Next week, we all go to Token 2049 in Singapore. And Token 2049 is by far the biggest crypto conference in the world. And the unique thing about Token 2049 is that it's not only a Western conference, it's in Singapore, and that brings together the Eastern and the Western. So you've almost got like Asia on the one side, and you've got the West on the other side, and they all converge at Token 2049 in Singapore. Now, on top of Token 2049 in Singapore, you've also got Solana Breakpoint happening that week. So you've got like, you could say the number three ecosystem or the number three smart contract or the number three layer one. So Bitcoin, Sol, I suppose you can add in. I mean, people are going to say that, hold on, let's just look at it. I'm confused on my ranking. So let's quickly just look on the rankings here quickly. So you've got Solana Breakpoint, okay, number five, sorry, of Tether. So number four in terms of smart contract blockchains. You've got their DevCon happening at exactly the same time as Token 2049. So it's going to be like a massive, 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 massive week. It's almost exactly the catalyst that we need to turn the market around. Because when you look at the charts are telling you, remember that it says, show me the chart and I'll show you the news kind of thing. Because the charts often move ahead of the news. First the chart moves, then the news happens. And so what you can see is that the altcoins are starting to break out of their, I don't know, 3-4 month, so it's May, June, July, August. So it's a 4 month sideways accumulation period, right? Or downwards accumulation period, not even sideways accumulation period. And the one catalyst that could actually take us out of it is probably this breakpoint, Solana breakpoint. Now, is this week of Token 2049 and Solana breakpoint. Now, it's not about breakpoint itself, and Token 2049 itself. It's about the whole week. This whole week is going to be, first, there's Token 2049, then there is Solana breakpoint. Then, to get this, there are 600 plus side events that are happening. Just look at this. Just look at the list of these events. I mean, let's actually have a little bit of a look at it. Just on Monday, and Monday is before the event, Polkadot, RWA Summer, Deepens. I mean, just look at this. There's 600 side events all happening around Token 2049. Even more. Now, there's 700. There's 701 side events happening around Token 2049. We're also having an event. It's called the 1% Club. It's a get-together for all the top 1% of crypto investors. And of course, front runners were invited. Anybody that's a front runner in our Discord group and is going to be in Token 2049, they have been invited and they're going to be joining. If you guys want to join front runners, and you can still join us at Token 2049, TonStation? You guys are fast. If you want to download that TonStation, you've got until the 7th of October. So go and do it as quickly as possible. Go and download TonStation as quickly as possible. When you do, you can earn free. It's free, guys. Free tokens in an Alex and Elio project. It's almost unbelievable that people haven't done this yet. If you haven't done it, do it. And if you have done it, then start spending time. Every 8 hours, you earn soon tokens. And that's going to be until the 4th of October. I thought it was until the 7th of October. So you need to get there as quickly as possible. Anyway, going back to it. So You got 700 side events. We've got our banter party. If you want to get join front runners, as I said, join. If you want to leave after 1 month, I'll refund you your cash and you can leave. But that's the link there. You can still make it to our party. You can still be invited. It's going to be an amazing, amazing time. So that's what's going to happen. Then you're going to have Solana Breakpoint, which is the biggest Solana conference in the world, right? So you've got Solana Breakpoint. And also in the same week, you've got Arweave Asia. Now, if you read what they say about Arweave Asia, they say, welcome to the biggest Arweave and AO conference. We are back in Singapore in the biggest Arweave and AO conference in the world. This year promises to be our best yet. So it kind of sounds like everybody is coming to Token 2049, and it's going to be one of the biggest weeks where people are going to make announcement after announcement after announcement. Now, Miles says something very interesting here. He said, yep, in the bull market, there is less information asymmetry as everyone is looking for opportunities. Hence, conferences tend to be a buy the rumor, sell the news event. But in this market, because people have lost interest and people aren't trading, Jesse Hassel has just told me that he's coming to Singapore. Because people aren't trading and because people have lost interest, all of a sudden, any kind of information can move the market. Now, up until now, the information hasn't moved the market. So generally, we say before Solana breakpoint, Solana usually goes up a whole lot. If you look at the Sol chart, let's quickly just call up a Sol chart so we can actually see it. If you look at the Sol chart right now, Sol hasn't had this pre-breakpoint pump, right? And so what I thought I would do is I thought, let's actually put together a list of tokens that we actually think can move ahead of next week with all these announcements that can actually be happening. If you think that is a good idea, if you think that this thesis is good, I'm not asking you for much. All I'm asking you to do is smash a like button. Just obliterate the like button. All right, you guys smash a like button. I'm going to have a drink, and then we're going to talk about the actual tokens. Thank you to the two people that smashed the like button. Three of you now. 12 of you now. Seems like they don't want alpha. Okay, I think that if we don't get 750 likes in the next 60 seconds, we'll just terminate the stream. Come on, let's do that. I think it could be fun. Like let's just for fun, let's see. Okay, so I'm gonna put a clock, 787. Okay, if we don't get 1,000 likes in the next 1 minute, we terminate the show. It's in your hands. 1,000 likes, you got 60 seconds. 1,000 likes it is in 60 seconds. Otherwise, we just press the end button on the show. I think we'll make it. Should we push it to 1,200? That's cheating. That's you changing the terms of the bet. But it's just for fun. I think we're going to make the 1,000. Let's see if we can get it to 1,200 in 60 seconds. 30 seconds left. We need 250 likes. Can we do it? We need 150 likes and we've got 25 seconds left. 20 seconds left. Can we get another 110 likes? Another 160 likes? 15 seconds. Can you do it? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, let YouTube refresh our likes for us. The API is pretty slow. Let's see. Okay, we've got 117. Not bad, not bad. All right, so let's talk about the actual tokens that can actually run next week ahead of DEF CON. I want to start off by first talking about Solana. So Solana has their biggest event of the year. Every single time that Solana has a breakpoint, the token runs up in anticipation. This time, the market has been so dead that it hasn't run up. I don't think it's over yet. I think that Solana can still have its run. So one of the tokens which I'm actually watching is going to be Solana. Now, ahead of Solana, ahead of Breakpoint, we don't see the price moving, but we see the number of active addresses on the Solana network actually moving. And I think that this year will actually be shocked around Solana. So that's the first one that I think is actually going to run. I want to actually just hide the rest because I know that, you know, these guys, you showed them the spreadsheet. That's it. They'll just go home. That's it. It's like, okay, we don't need to watch the show. We can just preempt the spreadsheet. Okay. So the first one is Solana. Solana, I think, is definitely going to run. The next one, which I think is going to run, which I think is pretty obvious, is Arweave. Why? They went and pretty much told you. They pretty much told you that they're having the biggest conference that they've ever had ever in their lives. And at the same time, when you look at the Arweave price is probably at like a range low. Like, look at Arweave. I saw this morning under $20, $19.75. Okay, well, like, I don't know. We're talking about like range low. Fuck. I mean, just look at this. Look at this. Okay. It's either make it or break it. Either now our weave is going to zero or our weave bounces. I don't know. You take the bet whichever way you want. I do see some people saying that the reason why Solana is not running, I see you guys in the chat, the reason why Solana is not running is because of Tron and Tron taking all the stable coins, all the meme coins. And I do see Justin Sun tweeting about meme coins. And I must say, the Tron meme coins are actually having a great time. They really, really, really are, especially Sundog. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw Sundog, but Sundog, since we told you, is on $310 million market cap. And then you've got Muncat, which is the same team. It's like the sister to Sundog. Because in meme culture, a dog and a cat can be brother and sister. It's only in meme culture that a dog and a cat can be brother and sister. It's not only in meme culture. It's in here and in Nashville. That's it. That's where, and there's also a place in South Africa called Boksburg. You don't know about Boksburg, but there a dog and a cat can be brother and sister. It's only three places in the world. It's Nashville. A dog and a cat can be brother and sister. Tron blockchain. A dog and a cat can be brother and sister. And Boksburg in South Africa. Now, if you know where Boksburg in South Africa is, just tell me, just smash the like button or just tell me. Anyway, let's go back to the show. So the first two that I told you, Solana and Arweave. Okay, so those two are going to move. Now, the next token, which I think has already started its move, okay? The next one that's already started its move is actually Drift. So Drift has applied a different strategy, or not different, just another strategy. The strategy is that they made all their announcements, or making some of their announcements, in anticipation of Breakpoint. And so what you can see is, I mean, look, when Kyle Samani published this thing about Multicoin buying into, yeah, when they published, Multicoin has accumulated a large position across our funds, both liquid and venture, in Drift, the native token of Drift. Now, do you think that this was coincidental that they published this on the 10th of September? No, it's all a strategy to get the token to go up in anticipation of a Breakpoint. And I must say congratulations to the Drift team, because they, I think from a marketing point of view, they did amazing things. If you watched the founder of Drift, and this gives me so much more confidence. I mean, I've backed her and them since when they first started building Drift and there was nothing there. But what you can see is that they started in August. August 19th, they did prediction markets on Solana. These guys are timing themselves to have a huge event, an announcement at Breakpoint. And they're going to demo at Breakpoint how you can take bets on debates and stuff like that. So round one will be Iggy against Eric Wall. I'm going to put my money on Eric Wall. Iggy's got no fucking chance. Eric Wall is one of the smartest guys I've ever seen. But anyway, back to the point. What you see is that Drift is really, really, really playing this unfucking believably well. You see, you got Zweletu saying Banta is the best newsroom period. But I think Zweletu, he or she, Zweletu is a he, yeah. Josh, you're doing Zulu lessons, aren't you? So is Zweletu a man or a woman? I think it's a man. He knows where Boksburg is. He's been there. He knows. He knows, bro. He knows. Anyway, so hats off to Drift, because they got their marketing 100% right. And I think that, again, just puts affirmations for me that they are very, very, very good. Now, remember that Multicoin's valuation here, I'll show you the valuation. I don't know if this is the... you have to download the full report. Okay, here's the full report. Let's see if I can quickly download it without wasting too much time. They talk about a valuation of, I said, $3.5 billion. They are talking about a valuation of... bear case, 392. Base case, $9.82 per token. Okay, so, I mean, this is not coincidental. This is all timed because of the conference. The next one, which I think is going to do very, very, very well into the conference, and it's already starting to break out, is Render. Why? Because Jules, the founder of Render, is speaking. You see the token's ready to break out. And Jules, this founder, is speaking both at Token 2049 and at Solana Breakpoint. I mean, you know he's going to bring something. He's brought something every single year. He's not coming to play backgammon. I don't know. He's there for business. So Render's another one, which I think is going to run. Next one, which I think is going to run, very, very, very cool one. Here it is. They made an announcement at Token 2049. At ETH Denver, we announced our airdrop. Now Token 2049 is coming up. Any ideas what will unveil there? So they're teasing an announcement. Maybe they're going to talk about the actual Sonic drop, right? So what you can see when it comes to Phantom is that the chart is actually telling you a story. Can you switch off your notifications there, please? Hardis and Josh, it's killing my ears. Every time that you get a message, I get like a ping in my ear. It's quite intrusive, as they say. Okay, so I went away for 1 week. The whole system broke here. Everything broke. Everything broke. Anyway, let's go back to it. Then you've got, you've got Phantom, which will probably make some announcements next week. In fact, they've pretty much told you that they're going to make some announcements next week. Next protocol that is making already big announcements is Sui, right? So you got Sui. By the way, I saw that Aptos made a whole lot of announcements in Korea. Let's quickly just check the Aptos announcements. They actually emailed me all their announcements, which are actually very good. Their announcements. Okay, so Sui's going to be there. Sui is going to have a lot of presence in Token 2049. And again, if you look at the Sui chart is telling you that something is going to be announced. I think it might have to do with some IP deals. I know it's going to have to do with some big IP deals. Also, in anticipation, again, they've gone with the strategy of, you've got the Sui Grayscale Trust launch. Again, it's the same as the XRP Trust. I don't think there's going to be a Sui ETF anytime soon, but I do think this is a good sign of much, much, much more Sui adoption. As I said to you, Aptos was also in Korea, and they made a lot of announcements. I mean, they launched the Aptos card, which is a card that brings a hardware wallet to the Petra ecosystem, etc. They launched Move 2. They launched a whole lot of other technical upgrades. I think the race between Aptos and Sui, even though I think Sui is very, very much in the lead at the moment, I do think that Aptos are going to start making some announcements too. They made a whole lot of announcements in Korea, as I said to you. So the next one that I think is going to run, as I said to you, is Sui. Then one which I think is also going to have a big presence there and is going to talk about the AI narrative is going to be Akash. So what you can see, I mean, who else does so much research and brings you guys? So Greg Osuri from Akash, he's talking at Token 2049. And on September 17th, during Token 2049, Akash will be hosting an AI-powered summit to bring together the best minds in decentralized AI space. I guess we're going to see many more announcements happening over there. Cool. So that's the next one, which I think is going to run. Then after that, I think Coty, in fact, I know Coty is going to run because they're going to make a whole lot of announcements. They were quite humble in their approach when all they said was, hold on, they're just publish that. Okay, but they don't talk about the fact that, I mean, I can tell you, but don't tell them I told you because I've got the inside information here. So don't tell them I actually told you the inside information because they send me this and they tell me this not so that I tell you they want me to keep it a secret until Token 2049. But I am not so good at keeping secrets, I've got to be honest. What they say is launching our network, advanced testnet with a cohort of partners. These include CBDC with the Central Bank of Israel. Okay, I can't say anymore. But because then they're really like, they'll boot me out of their like inside group. And then I'll be out, then you'll be out. That's not a good strategy, okay? It's not a good strategy. Okay, cool. Next one, which I think, oh, by the way, so this is a real degen play. You've got to be really degen to take this play. But another announcement, the founder of Sui is also the founder of Uncaged, which is the old monkey ball token, right? Now, this token has been beaten by the market. It's like at a market cap of $4 million, but they are making announcements. Uncaged will have signed a partnership with... I'm not out of service. I can't say it. But you can see already the token's up 21% because ahead of Breakpoint, there will always be... Not Breakpoint, Breakpoint and Token 2049. There will always be announcements. Anyway, next one is MakerDAO. They're going to be rebranding going into Token 2049. So that's another announcement that can actually be coming up. Aave, let's actually unhighlight these because now we're getting to the bottom of the list. So we must unhighlight them. Okay, so Aave, Maker. Aave has had a great run. People think it's because of the Trump token. I don't know if it's because of the Trump token. Then you got Mantra. Now, I spoke to the guys at Mantra. And what they said to me is they said, look, because the reason why I spoke to them, I was like, listen, I know Token 2049 is coming up. But then if I look at Mantra, which is the OM token, by the way, OM Mantra is a real world asset play. We've been telling you to buy it. In fact, it's our number one pick in terms of real world assets. This is for me the number one pick in terms of real world assets. I'll show you another, actually a good pick in real world assets, but this one is really good. I asked them whether this run is ahead of Token 2049. What they said to me was, I can't believe I'm telling you so much. I shouldn't tell you guys so much. These are like DMs that people share with me. And now I'm sharing my DMs with people. So he says, they called it like Umtober or something, like October. Like they were like, don't worry about September. October is actually our month. So this one could carry on running between now and October. I also think that this real world asset narrative is one that you've got to have in your portfolios. Now, this is a good one. Another good one is one of our sponsors. Let me see if I've even got it ready. So the sponsor is actually, it's called Clearworld. Now, Clearpool. Now, this is a real world asset pair. Now, what they've done is they've built an L2, which is called Ocean. Okay, I think that means ocean in ocean in German, I think, right? I think that's what it means. Let's actually quickly Google it. If there's German people in the thing, just tell us. We used to have a German guy who used to work for us. And it doesn't work for us anymore. We spoke about why. See, it means ocean. Okay. So, exactly. It's Ocean means ocean. Now, what is Ocean? Ocean is an L2 which is built for real world assets using the Optimism stack, the OP stack, same as Base uses the OP stack, which means that it'll merge with Base and all the other Optimism tokens in this Optimism superchain network that they have. So this one, this Ocean is specifically an RWA player, which has got all the pieces that you need for RWAs. And so I think that if you are looking at real world assets, I would look at Clearpool. And again, why? Because I like the Ocean play. And of course, Mantra, we've all made a lot of money on Mantra. And you can see that Clearpool has actually started running. Now, the reason why Clearpool started running is because a lot of tokens actually started running today on the Base network because of the announcement that Coinbase is going to support wrapped BTC and wrapped ETH, right? Was it just BTC? I think it was just BTC. Okay, so can you send me that announcement? Let's quickly look at that announcement. So they're going to support wrapped Bitcoin on the Base network. Now, what does that actually mean? Like, why does that make Base tokens run? Actually, no, what would actually run because of that is Aerodrome and Velodrome. Let's see. Aerodrome's up 5% today. Not as big as Clearpool. So again, you want real-world asset plays. You go to OM, Mantra. That's probably the one that I've been preaching to you guys a long time. Clearpool is another one. One of our sponsors, but that's a coincidence in this case. In this case, it's a coincidence. Okay, you're going to get also announcements from Jupiter. Jupiter have been teasing some big announcements coming out of thing. Hold on, is this moving again? Hold on, I see Clearpool's moving up again. Don't think I have enough. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. That I can worry about after the show. So you can see Mantra running. Mantra, I said to you, is probably going to run next in October. So or between now and October. So that is why I think the market's going to run. Another one which I think is going to be running, I think NEAR is going to be running. Why? NEAR is very, very, very good with announcements during breakpoints and conference weeks and stuff like that. And they're very, very, very strong in the AI narrative. So maybe we can actually add NEAR to this thing, but at the bottom, because I think that these ones are. I did say I'm going to give 10. I think I gave 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 12. I mean, oh, but there's another one here. There's two more. Holy shit. Okay, hold on. Let's just see what they are. Zeta Markets was another one. Yes, they're going to launch. Zeta, I mean, I like Zeta, but the problem is that the FDV is relative to the tokens in circulation is so high. And then, okay, NEAR. I told you, NEAR is going to be a good one. So that's it, guys. What I think is as follows. I think that next week could be a great turning point. I think we're going to get rate cuts next week. On the 18th, we got rate cuts. We've got the biggest altcoin conferences on the weeks. Now, imagine you get a rate cut and then you get like all the altcoins actually running. You're like, oh my God, this is like a double whammy, like double orgasm or whatever you call it. Men can't have those. Some women can have those. Others pretend to have them. Yeah, I'm telling you, men can't have double orgasms. It's impossible. But women, bro. Yeah. What, you've never been with...
No, I've been.
You've been? Okay, he's been. Okay, so... tell us about the German guy that No, no, let's not go there. Let's not go there. Anyway, so that's the story. A couple more announcements. Number one, if you haven't signed up to TonStation, it's like a guy's walking up to you and saying, look, do you want free money? All you need to do is sign up to this thing for free. You don't have to pay money. The transactions don't cost you anywhere. It's like literally for free. And some of you haven't done it. If you haven't done it, have fun staying poor. Next thing about having fun staying poor, because I know a lot of you, can you put a whale school description in my thing, please? Yeah. Lovely. So remember Kyle? Well, of course you remember Kyle, because Kyle's like one of the best guys out there. He is running his final whale school free. There it is.
And this is something that...
Hi, Kyle. How do you manage trading on a weekly basis from 9 to 4:30 when the Bitcoin is working 24 hours?
You know, if it's part of your retirement account, I think you should treat it that way. You should be looking to establish like generational entries. You're not looking to trade in and out of a retirement account on a day-to-day basis. So I would say you need to separate that account from whatever it is that you're doing with...
You want to join Kyle's course? I'm saying to you guys... You don't have much time. You need to act as quickly as possible. Now, here's how you get... I'm saying to you guys, you don't have much time. You need to act as quickly as possible.
Okay, so what you need to do...
I'm saying...
What you need to do is you need to go here and you need to sign up. Okay, let me refresh again.
Okay, so you go here. And... Okay, there's going to be a link in the description. It's the last time Kyle's doing a free course. Now, the thing with this course is he's also teaching you how to trade stocks. So it's not only about trading crypto. It's actually about trading stocks. And yesterday, when the market actually went down, what I did was I went to Prime XBT, because the reason I went to Prime XBT was because that's the only platform that I know of in crypto where I can actually trade the NASDAQ and a whole lot of other stocks. So... if you want to trade those on leverage, you can also sign up to Prime XBT. There's also a thing below. Lastly, if you want a chance to win an iPhone, Banter win an iPhone 16, the user needs to be signed up with a Banter referral link for the rewards. That's with Bybit. Put in your name there. When do we select this winner of the iPhone 16 and how many are we giving away?
I believe we're giving away three.
Three, okay. And when do they have to sign up by and put their link? And the iPhone 16 is amazing. I mean, it's the same as every other iPhone, but it's got a new button. That's. Anyway, I will see you guys again tomorrow. Big Banter tomorrow. We've got Meltem coming. We've got Joe McCann coming. We've got Jose from Delphi coming. It's going to be amazing. Until then, trade well, my friends.
But...